Epstein and Millicent Safro first invited people to see their button collection in 1964, they considered it a pop art happening, not a commercial venture. But soon enough, it became both, and sorting through buttons became their stock in trade.
As we were in the shop playing with buttons and organizing and seeing what there was, people would knock on the window or the door and say, oh, do you have this button? Do you have that button?
They called the store Tender Buttons after a Gertrude Stein book and began traveling the world looking for fasteners. The store is stocked with everything from 40-cent shirt buttons to a $17,000 18th-century collector's button. Denise Martin is a tourist from San Francisco. She was there to purchase buttons in the form of little chickens.
I have shirts, uniform shirts that the company gives me, and they have very plain, bland buttons on them. And so I work with children, and I think it's better if you have fun buttons so that it would dress the shirt up.
Safra herself has never stopped thinking of the miniature accessories as art.
They're tiny delights of an infinite variety of design and color and period and material.
For photographs of seemingly trillions of tender buttons and to suggest your own niche market, go to WNYC.org.